Could you tell us when you joined PSI Metals and what do you do with the company?
You know, I've been in the company since 2006 already, so it's a long time ago, and I've been having multiple positions in the company, from a software consultant to a project manager, and now I'm part of the team of the business consultants that are dealing with the architecture of the solution that we install at our customer in a project. Mm-hmm. But I'm also working with the pre-sales group in order to support also this activity of pre-sales, where we have to explain and to design with our customer the best solution that we could implement with PSI Metals. But it's not enough. I'm also supporting the development of our product, and I am also supporting the development of our Metals Virtual Factory, where we would like to show the content of our product and to use it to demonstrate during pre-sales activity, but mm-hmm. also in the academy and post academy. We like also to deliver it to our customer as a first delivery after an academy training, so that our customer can already practice on the latest version of our software.
Okay, I mean, it seems that you are living a very full and exciting life. So Pascal, tell us a little bit more about this innovation that you and your team, your lovely team of Nathan and Huy.
Exactly, it was with Hoyen and yeah. Nathan that could not be present today because they already went back home, unfortunately. So they asked me to send you their best wishes for the day, and they wish they would have been with us. They would have told us so many stories that would have lasted hours. But bottom line, yes, we are working with them already on developing the product,
okay,
and implementing our solution for due date quoting at our customer. We were already facing some issues that we have an architecture that is requesting to run multiple software mm-hmm. at the same time.
Yeah.
And we were having multiple software, meaning multiple ways of looking or understanding of what's happening inside the inner calculation of our software. And basically switching from an environment to another environment was nothing friendly for our customer okay. and for the user in general. So we came with the idea that we could reuse the opportunity that embedded business intelligence is giving us mm-hmm. in order to centralize all the information coming from different places in our software in one unique place, so that it's much more convenient for the user to analyze, mm-hmm. to understand what is happening. And we were calling it showing the invisible, because for many of our customers, it was a black box mm-hmm. and they didn't know what was happening behind it, in the background, sorry. Showing this mm-hmm. Was already very helpful in order to help the understanding of our customer and the ownership of the application by our customer. So I agree with your next comment that this innovation would have deserved the first place, but we only got the third one.
I was actually going to say, and suddenly everything was that simple. Suddenly. With the right tools, you can solve any problem.
Right.
So thank you so much, Pascal, for joining us today and explaining this wonderful innovation that you and your team actually came up with.
Thank you very much.